News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
The grade adjustment system unfairly penalises the class of 2025, making them bear the brunt of a deeply unjust decision. So says Brian Mooney, guidance counsellor, Irish Times columnist and editor of Education Matters yearbook. Brian, where are we at with this grade deflation process, grade adjustment process?
We're in year one. For 2022, 3 and 4, we were 7.5%. Above what we would have had, say, traditionally before COVID. And this year, the decision was that that would be reduced to 5.5 and adjusted down again, maybe another 2% next year, which probably means at the top of the scale around 12 CAO points. The problem, of course, is that, as I point out in my column in the Times today, that effectively for every four candidates who'll be applying for the round one places, that is, you know, the places offered at the end of August for students under 23 years of age, primarily doing the Leaving Cert in Ireland, three will be from this year's class and one will be from a previous year holding that 12-point advantage. So, you know, for competition for places in really tight competitions, you know, at the top of the scale, you will find that 12-point advantage for that 1 and 4 will affect, obviously, who gets places.
Okay.
And in a sense, that is unfair.
So unfair. So is there a way around it?
I think there is. I mean, obviously, in 20 and 21, the Leaving Cert was calculated by teachers or assessed by teachers. So there's no background data. But for 22, 23 and 24, the papers were corrected in the normal way and then they were adjusted upwards to make them not at a disadvantage to 20 and 21, if you understand what I'm saying.
Yeah.
That data is sitting there in the State Examinations Commission's website, or sorry, in database. And effectively, you know, I believe, and I've said this publicly, that why don't we just allow the students in 2025 to have the same adjustment as in the last 3 years, and then state that from 2026 onwards, we're going to get rid of adjustment altogether, but we're only going to use the data from students from 22, 23, 24 and 25, the pre-adjusted data. In other words, everyone would be on the same level.
Would that involve, because we did ask the minister about alternatives when we were talking to her a few weeks back, and she said there is a serious problem in telling a student, this is what you got in the Leaving Cert, and then reassessing that a year later or 2 years later and saying, actually, for the benefits of the CAO assessment this year, this is actually what you got, X minus 12 points or whatever.
Well, the thing is, you're not saying, you're not changing the Leaving Cert results. You're simply saying that for a competition, i.e. entry to college,
the courts
under
might
a particular
disagree with that, was her argument.
Yeah, well, the courts might also disagree in September if some student who misses out on a place who's a student from 2025 and misses out by 5 or 10 points for a place where, you know, as I say, 1 in 4 applicants under that competition. But look, you know, it's a question of decision making. You know, ultimately, if we were to bring this in, we would have to adjust the CAO rulebook for 2026. And that would have to be done in the next couple of weeks, because ultimately that'll be printed in around now for distribution in the autumn. So effectively, the decision is now, do we stick with the system? And what we have to be concerned about is, if someone is disappointed in September by just missing out and they're a student from 2025, how would the courts actually look at that case? So
the UK did this because they had grade inflation as well post-COVID, and they adjusted downwards as well. Was there the same reaction, negative reaction to it, or did they just get on with it?
They took it out in one go. They literally took it out in one go. But in the UK system, it's not a question of the CAO points. In the UK system, if they say you meet particular grades, you get a place.
Yeah.
So everybody
same,
who...
Same
if you
effect
get your,
though, is it not?
Well, no, because effectively, if they say to you, if you're doing the Leaving Cert in 2025, and they said if you got, you know, 4 H1s and 3 H2s, you're in. And if you get 4 H1s or 3 H2s, you are in. So effectively, the system in the UK.
Yeah,
is,
but surely it's easier under the under that system to have got a top mark in an A level, and then if you're doing it a year later, it would be more difficult. And surely the same problem, the same difficulty arose.
No, in their situation, what happened was you ended up with more people getting the grade that they had set, so therefore they had a big, huge increase in places. In our system, there is a fixed number of places effectively allocated. The college will tell the CEO there's 120 places on that course. The 120th person through the door is the person with the last place. This, that's the point.
This isn't going to change at this stage, Brian, is it?
Well, as you say, the minister was in with you. The minister is still looking at it, or said she was still looking at it, and she has said what I'm suggesting might have legal challenges. I'm hoping, obviously, for the sake of the system, that we don't have legal challenges in the autumn from people who will miss out. But effectively, what I'm pointing out in my piece today is that, you know, the competition is there, and obviously the students from 2025 will be at a disadvantage to students from previous years. There's about 15,000 of them in the system.
Okay.
And next year, the students from 2026 will be at a further disadvantage to students from 22 to 24, if you know what I'm saying.
I do. But Brian Mooney, Guidance Counsellor, Irish Times columnist, editor of Education Matters Yearbook, thank you for talking to News Talk Breakfast this morning.
I have to say, as someone who has a kid in the class of 2025, I'm fuming about this, and so are lots of parents. This has been done in a way that does disadvantage them. And what's more, it would be worse for the class of 2026 and very possibly 2027. They've gone about this in a short-sighted and foolhardy way, and I suspect there will be lots of legal challenges, Shane, but nonetheless.
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman
in association with AIR
on News Talk.